Well, good morning. 10:31 a.m. on February 2nd, 2024, 2025. One of those numbers. In bulk, for those who celebrate. It's a mostly cloudy morning. Broken clouds, I guess. There's a lot of blue sky. There's a lot of cloud. It's probably about 50-50. A little chilly here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Almost forgot that part, gosh, the most important part. Goosey morning here. Holy cow. It's been a really noisy morning. A lot of crows. Oh my goodness. A lot of crows, a lot of geese. All of them yelling. It was quite a noise. I don't know quite what they... There was one sitting on one crow sitting on the peak of a roof, just every once in a while. Caw, 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 caw. And then I take a breath. Do it again. First time I heard a crow rattle. They have a rattle call. It was the first time I heard one. I knew they did it, but it's sort of kind of a cross between a rattle and a croak. It was really interesting. Somebody's Crown Royal bag there on the side of the street. So, yeah, two in a row. Look at me go. I'm on a streak. I got to get moving earlier. I've written a little bit. I have not written enough today. I wrote my haiku. I wrote my journal. I did the normal routine writing this morning. I did a sprint. It's been a couple of days since I've been back to Shackleford House, so a lot of that time was spent going, what happens? What did I think I was going to do next? That took me a while to get in the groove, and then, of course, I waited my 5 minutes between sprint sessions and forgot to pick it up again. Because by then, I was doing something else. I don't know what I was doing. Oh, I do know what I was doing. I was checking out my feed reader. I have a bunch of feeds. BBC, Al Jazeera, Reuters, and then a bunch of writers. And some pen stores. I'm really anxious to see what Drew Brown does with Farney pens. They're being purchased by a larger entity. The announcement was made. I forget what the entity was, but one of the larger entities. But Drew is going to stay the president operating officer of Farney's, which is apparently a pretty old and well-respected pen company. I want to say Maryland. I'm trying to see the geese. There they are. There's some. And a crow. And another crow. I did a little penmanship drill this morning. I trying to improve my cursive, trying to improve my handwriting as a whole, just because I have green ink all over my hands. My Schaefer pen is apparently leaking. Oh, that's unfortunate. I'll have to check that out when I get home. I knew it was not in good shape. Every time I take the cap off, there's ink smeared around the nib, which is not typically a good sign. I have plenty of green ink. There's nothing that says I have to keep this pen inked up. It's got a cartridge in it. I could swap the cartridge to another Schaefer. I think I have one just waiting. Perhaps I'll do that this afternoon. But I get some writing done. I got 3 10 o'clock appointments this week. 4, actually. Because I've got one tomorrow, Zoom call from Podium. I finally made myself a haircut appointment for Tuesday. I've got a hearing aid checkup on Thursday. And a filling on Friday. So, yeah, 10 o'clock, all of them. So, if I'm going to go, I have to be out by 8:30. That'll put me back by 9:30. Or I have to walk, like, in the afternoon. Or not walk. I realized that I only really did 10 miles in January. There was only five walks in January. Was not a good month, and I really want to do better. If nothing else, it's burning excess calories. It's helping to bleed off some of the stress. Feel better walking. I haven't read as much. I was gonna look at my weekly report. I forgot. I haven't been reading. I didn't read as much in the last couple of days. I read a lot last week, I think. Of course, I was being silly and pushing through to get 20 in a month. And the Carney book was. The Burrow King was kind of like, I posted the title the other day. And the Inker and Crown is turning into be quite a saga. I'm enjoying it a great deal, but it is not keeping me glued to my seat with the reader open as much as some of the other books that I've read. It could be that I just haven't given it enough time to hook its claws in me. We'll see how it works out. It is Megan O. Russell, Inker and Crown. I posted it. I think I posted it yesterday. I'll post it again today. Pull my hood back so I can pick my head up a little bit. There we go. That's a little better. One lone goose looking for, there's a little patch of six that's splitting up. Oh. So not a lot to talk about today. I'm I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but none of it that I really want to pollute the pleasant morning with. Musk doing $1 billion worth of damage in the Treasury Department that he should never have access to begin with. Whoa, whoa, easy dog. Whoa there, big fella. A little doggy window. It's a little round porthole in the fence. That dog can stick his nose in and bark at me. Pleasant morning. It's chilly. It's mid-30s. I keep getting weather alerts that it's going to start raining, or it should stop raining, or all kinds of stuff, but I have yet to see rain at all, starting or stopping. Oh. And what are you chipping? The squirrel up there in a tree, is it him? Yep. There's all kinds of squirrels. 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch where you're going, you'll fall down, go boom. Oh, this lawn is beginning to green. It's yellowy. But it's, the grass on the verge is starting to green up a little bit. In bulk being the cross quarters. In astronomical terms, the midpoint of winter. In haiku terms, the end of winter and the beginning of spring. I never thought I would say this, but I think I agree. I mean, it's not like there's a it's like crossing a border between states. Yeah, there's a sign beside the road, but beyond that, it's not like there's a line drawn in the sand. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. No, you didn't pick up after your dog. I think I saw that the other day, too. Anyway, it's not a hard line drawn between the seasons. We still have some snow in spring, just like we had some rain in the winter. The thermal lag from having all the cold and the short days. Coming back pretty fast. The sunrise is closer to 7 o'clock than 7:30 now. So getting out to walk around 8 should be possible if I just pull up my big walker pants and get my act on the road, as they say. It's not like I'm not getting up early enough. I was up at, the first time I was up at 3:15 this morning, but I curled up on the couch, managed to get another hour and a half before the cat decided that I really needed to get up. I really needed to pay attention to her and give her some pats. No, some more pats. No, even more. Yes, pat me until I claw you. Yeah, that's enough. Okay, pat me again. Stupid cat. And then there's a wizard's cat. That was... I need to not take days of breaks worth. I need to not write for a day. I need to actually get some momentum going. I've forgotten what I've written already. I should probably sit down and read what I've got before I start my next sprint. I should do two or three in a row, see if I can get a little bit more momentum. So I can get a little more oomph behind this story. I'm right at the 25% mark, or what I think is should be the 25% mark. Whether it will be or not, I don't know, but I'm at really right around 25,000 words, which on a 100,000 word novel would be the 25% mark, which is why I shoot at 100,000. It makes figuring out how the story should run work a little bit better. It's less a predictor and more a sort of a milestone. It's like, all right, is the story moving or am I just dithering along? I've set the stage as a time to do something else. I've planted the garden and we've had our first little seedling sprout, so maybe it's time to toss in a rabbit. Pull a rabbit out of a hat, as it were. Yeah, we'll see. See how it goes. All right, solar gain is substantial. Holy cow, I have to unzip my coat. May have to unzip too. Of course, I was walking in the shade with the sun behind a bunch of clouds. Now the clouds have cleared and I'm walking in full sun, so it's changed a lot in the last half hour. Say somewhere I got a pocket for that. My water bottle. I just needed a little drink. My tongue was sticking to my top of my mouth. There's a tribe. Adult being escorted by three small people. Two adults, maybe. Whole fam family. I see a couple of roller skates. I hope those roller skates have snow treads because there's still little chunks of ice here and there. A scooter too. Look at that. Crew. across the street. We go. Safe on the sidewalk. As safe as it gets on the sidewalk. Let's check out the park. What do we got here? We got anything growing yet? Some little tufts of green beside the sidewalk. All of the reeds are bleached out. All the seed pods have gone to seed, so we'll look to see some more reeds coming up this summer. Still little patches of snow here and there, particularly where they're in the shade on the north side of something. Some of the plants are showing a little green, but I don't know if it's new green or just old green that never faded away. I don't know exactly what those are. Spiky plants. We've got little flowers coming up out of the crest. I don't know if those are, they're dried buds now. They're not exactly flowers, but yeah, the city has pruned these trees. That's good. Willow sisters are looking particularly yellow this morning. Still a ton of these little crab apples on this, these smaller trees. Not sure why the birds don't eat them. Maybe there was just enough to eat around, they didn't need it. Nothing else seems to be doing too much. Although, this big grandfathered willow, cottonwood, looks pretty dead. A lot of the ends don't look very lively. But my willow, my maple tree, well, I'm going to say willow today, I don't know why. My maple tree has a lot of little red nubbies. Nubbies, are these fresh nubbies or these old nubbies? I don't know. They look pretty red, they didn't. And don't look exactly bare anymore, which is pretty interesting. I gotta break out my pruning saw and take a couple branches off, that's for sure. At any rate, all this talk of the maple tree in my yard, you can probably guess, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll get my act going early enough and talk to you then.